Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Freed. It is so good to be back here with you, Jordana. How are you? What's going on?
I'm great. Things are good. It's the Sunday before Memorial Day weekend. Summer is about to begin. How do you feel?
I feel okay. I feel like we're onward and upward. Are you doing anything for Memorial Day weekend? Like, it snuck up. Are you doing anything for this?
I have a couple friends who have recently bought houses on Long Island. So one of them is having like a little housewarming party. We got a car.
So you got a car.
That's been exciting. Yeah.
What that in New York City opens up your world in a way that you're like, it's like a breath of fresh air.
On the one hand, yes, I'm excited to have it for the summer, but having a car, especially in the city, is so expensive. It like doesn't really make any sense at all.
the monthlies add up. It really gets a little wild.
We just got it and we were kind of like, oh, wow, we have to like use this car a lot because it's like the parking for a car in New York City, Manhattan especially, but anywhere in New York is like the price of like someone's full month's rent.
Yeah.
Anywhere else in the world.
It can get wild. My brother and I had a car in the city and we used to park it on the street when we lived together. And it was easy because like my day is like I could wake up and like sit in the car and do shit. But then there was a point where we're like, this is too much. And we split a spot, but it was splitting it. And it made it easier. You know, like.
Yeah. It's a young person's thing. Parking on the street. I'm like too old.
Then you'd see like doormen for building. Like we're obviously getting paid off. And you're like, and I remember looking at one guy like to like move like their tenant's cars. And I would like, remember looking at one guy going, is that your car? And he'd go, what? I'd be like, is that your car? And he'd go, like, I was like looking to pay him. Like I wanted to like hire him. And he was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, okay. There's a game here that I have no idea that's going on. Like I had like.
There's some sort of like rig thing. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, anyway, if you need a ride anywhere, I'm trying to get my money's worth. So I'll just come pick you up.
I would love that. Anything going on at Betches that we should be discussing?
We've got Betches Moms. We've got our new Red Flag or Deal Breaker game, which is not that new anymore. But you guys should get it for all your summer share houses, summer plans. It's just a great, fun group game. I think I saw on the Instagram someone put up they were playing like with friends over Zoom. I think it's great. What about you? What do you have coming up?
Here are my dates as they stand today. Bridgeport, Connecticut, Atlantic City. I'm going to be at Comics at Mohegan Sun, Magoobies in Timonium, Maryland. Good old Magoobies. And Dallas, Texas. But there's going to be way more dates added. One of those being Chicago. I'm doing a full week in Chicago. So this summer.
Oh, wow.
Every night is going to be a different theme. So,
give me an example of a theme.
Monday, family. Tuesday, dating and relationships. Wednesday, food and body issues. Thursday will be a crowd work only. Like, we're going to do it that, like, where I would just talk to the crowd and do improv with the whole crowd.
Oh, I love that.
And then Friday and Saturday will be like best of. They'll be like the heavy hitter sets.
That's great. So if you're in Chicago, get tickets for multiple nights.
Yeah,
like,
you can
it's
do multiple.
Be different stuff every night. And I know Chicago, big U Up fans. We're huge
big
fans of Chicago.
Fans.
I want to go back.
Huge. I mean, we have to go back. It is. I love Chicago. So I'm going to be there for a full week hanging out. Otherwise... You know, hopefully some more cities added to that to keep doing some live shows. What are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about a drunk text.
Okay.
always fun.
Love a drunk text.
Yeah. Let's just get right into the email, and let's then we're gonna interpret some text messages. My favorite thing to do.
Love
it. Hi, Jared and Jordana, the unsung heroes of everyone's dry quarantine. Love it. I'll jump right into it. I'm a 26-year-old female living in Boston, and I've had a pattern in the past when it comes to drinking. I've always liked to get after it. In my late teens and early 20s.
I just love that. Oh, the very Boston of her. Yeah. Oh, you getting after it? Look at Sully's getting after it. It's like very.
That was good.
Yeah.
I guess you're from there.
I'm from the area. Oh, Murph. Oh, he gets after it.
The extent of my Boston knowledge is from like, what's it called? Like The Departed.
Yeah, I mean, it's like that, but not. I mean, before or after? He gets after it.
You sound like you're drunk, so you're kind of like this girl, I guess.
Everyone sounds drunk. I just like that she's like a 26-year-old female living in Boston, and I've had a pattern in the past when it comes to drinking, and like you'd expect the next sentence to be like, I'm trying to take care of it. I'm seeing someone. She's like, I've always liked to get after it.
Like, good for you.
Perfect. Yeah.
In my late teens and early 20s, it was easy to embrace the reckless, fun, drunk identity. When I started dating after college, I would often drink too much on Hinge dates, make a joke that was way too mean, sleep with someone that I regretted the next morning, or with guys I really liked, come on too strong in my drunk texts. I think it's self-sabotage, but who knows? Maybe I'm just insecure. I used to laugh it off, but now I just get pissed at myself. The way I drank definitely wasn't normal, even if it usually resulted in a good story, and I don't blame the guys who have run for their fucking lives because of it. Not to glorify COVID, but quarantine actually restructured my life for the better. I stopped drinking for a while, got a new job, got into the routine of healthier eating and exercise habits, stopped dating for a year, and started to feel comfortable in my own skin. Good for you.
Good for her. I was actually like, as she's writing this, I'm like, it was interesting to me that she's like, I write all these texts and I would chase guys away. It's like, yeah, maybe the alcohol.
You know, like, I have no idea what's wrong.
Yeah, what could be going? And it's like, listen, I'm happy she's gotten as she puts it, a restructuring has gone on.
Totally. Yeah. Great for her. This month, I finally felt ready to get back out there. I eased back into drinking in a more managed and intentional way and started talking on Hinge to this guy I liked. We'd been messaging for about 2 weeks. Then drinks with coworkers happened on Tuesday.
Dun, dun, dun.
I work with a bunch of finance douches, so I went nuts. Let's put it on them.
Those douches.
Woke up in an all too familiar post-blackout haze, terrified to look at my phone, but I knew I had asked Hinge guy to come over on the app. Then at some point, you must have switched to texting. We haven't even been on a date yet. In the past, when this happened, I tried so hard to redeem myself that it almost came off as frantic. I'm trying not to do that this time. So I apologized the next day, tried to continue the convo as normal, and attempted to reschedule a date before I went home to my parents for the week. But I could sense that something felt different. Texts attached. He didn't seem too enthusiastic about going out after that. I can't tell. Maybe I'm paranoid. I'm just trying to make amends in a healthier, more mature way this time because the last girl at the bar is really not who I am anymore. From a guy's perspective, did I completely blow it? Do I have an honest conversation about the drinking aspect, tell him it's something I'm working on, or just ask him out again and wait for the combo to happen organically? Or should I wait for him to ask, should I not have mentioned I'm entering a Cinco de Mayo taco eating contest in the text? Better yet, do I follow up if I win? Getting mixed reviews from my friends, it's rough out there. Thank you for everything. I appreciate it more than you know. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's just too many Mai Tais. Okay.
So before we get to the text, can we just talk about something that needs to be addressed? I know she didn't come here for like this type of advice, but like alcoholism is a disease. And it's a real addiction, and many people have it, and that's okay. But there, you have to take care of it. Like, I don't mean to go like Johnny serious, but mm-hmm. like we joked around in the beginning, and then she's like, "No, I've restructured my life." And then the minute she wrote, "I ease back into drinking," like drinking isn't for everyone. And I think maybe like before we get into the email, before we get into the screenshots, it's worth maybe talking to someone about. I think like also like when you say I'm getting mixed reviews from my friends, that could be because they're uncomfortable telling you that you might have a problem. And so I'm just doing this because like I like it sounds like the hardest thing in the world is to go, I got a problem. That's the hardest thing in the world. And it feels like she's dancing around it to say, like, how do I bring back this like situation? I don't want to be the last girl at the bar. Like, I got better with alcohol. Then I tried again. And now I'm in the same position I was in. It's like, you know, the hardest part about like all this relationship stuff is like we're all getting nervous and trying to date. And then you know, that doesn't help if you're not really able to like, you know, deal with alcohol in the way you want to. You know, like it's a slippery slope.
Right. No, I totally agree. I mean, I find it hard to tell from the email whether it's like
at I don't that know level
yet. Or not. She definitely makes it seem like it's not something that she knows how to do in moderation or has trouble with, like in terms of, you know, either going like maybe all in or nothing. But I don't know that we're qualified to do that. But maybe she should. I think that would be a good thing to do, regardless of whether or not she has an alcohol problem. Just to talk to someone about like her relationship with alcohol. I know I've talked to my therapist personally about like the way I approach drinking, especially like I think especially when you come out of college and you're used to drinking a certain kind of way, which is just like excessively, and you kind of think that like there's no point where someone's like, all right, it's time to change your drinking patterns. Like you kind of have to internalize that and like do it at your own pace of like, how is this affecting me in the real world? How does this affect like college is such a bubble. And I think when you come out of it, like figuring out like how to drink so it maximizes your time, but doesn't actually affect your relationships or your quality of like, you know what I mean? Like, so you can have, if you can have fun with it, but not do things that we regret or make you feel embarrassed.
I can't just have one slice of pizza. I have come to terms with that. I can't. I'm a binger. I have an issue with it. I have to be aware of it. That can be the same for someone with alcohol. And again, what you said is perfect. And also, we're not the people to tell her this or not, but there's a professional out there for her that she should be talking to, or family and friends. But she's asking, how do we redeem these texts? And we can take a look at that. If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night, go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10. It doesn't have to be expensive to upgrade your wardrobe with luxury quality items. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items priced within reach. I love what Quince is doing. They're basically taking the expensive label off of the clothing and giving you stuff that's just as good. They have cashmere sweaters, they got jackets, they got everything. I love their socks. Right now, you're pulling socks out of the drawer and you're going, oh, it's that pair again? Get rid of that pair. Treat yourself. Quince. Not just the socks, though. They got everything. 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50. Organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middlemen and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, so you can feel good about what you're wearing on every level. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/UUP for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/UUP to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/UUP. It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, BOLLANDBRANCH.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but I recently came across Allo Moves, and now my whole mindset has changed. The app makes it easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. To me, living a healthy, mindful life is really about your mindset, and all of the things that Allo Moves have in their app contribute towards a well-balanced, healthy life. It's not just workouts. It's also meditations. It's also fitness classes. It's also yoga. It's things that calm your mind, healthy recipes, just to give you an overall lifestyle pick-me-up. And I think all of these things are equally important to having the healthy life that you want. So that's why I love that you can find it all in one place with Allo Moves. From beginner to advanced, Allo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates workouts with or without weights. Or maybe you'd rather find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, dry brushing, and journaling for those quiet moments. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use their code UUP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code UUP. allomoves.com, code UUP.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
All right, so she said they spoke, somehow I guess they got off the app and now they're on to text. It's now 10:09 p.m., so yeah. I'll be her. Hi. It's blank. Her name. Is this okay?
Haha, yes. Hello, it's blank. What's up? You do anything tonight?
I did, apparently. We went out for team drinks, but all the people I work for are stockbrokers, so they drink so much. Tough to keep up. Sorry about that. Just to clarify, this. So her text that I just read was sent the next morning at 8:34 a.m. Mm. That was the extent of the drunk text, it sounds like.
Oh, it was just, hi, it's blank. Is this okay?
Yeah. And then whatever he says. And then I guess you just didn't answer.
Okay.
Because, right?
That, to me,
the next timestamp is 8:34 a.m.
Yeah. That to me is like the least problematic drunk text I've ever seen in my entire life.
Right? I wouldn't have even known that someone was drunk who texted that. That's why when I was reading this, I was like, what?
But also, she's not showing us what was said. She said, and again, this goes back to like admitting to maybe there's an issue here. She doesn't show us what was said on the app that got them to hear.
Right. I mean, I assume she has a record of that.
I would assume as well. Yeah. So that's the thing. Like, everything matters. You know, like, yeah. We live in this world where, like, and we say this about these texts that we get sent. Like, people think they're writing in for one thing, and we look at it, we go, we see it right here. Like,
right.
We're missing something. Okay.
So she continues, I'm taking the bus back to Maine tonight. Unfortunately, vaccine, LOL. But if you're around and want to grab drinks beforehand, I'm down. No worries if not.
That's funny. I also got way drunker than expected last Tuesday with my coworkers. Sneaks up on you. No worries at all, though probably the last thing I expected on a Tuesday night, LOL. You going to Maine for the weekend?
I know. Weekday drinks are getting rarer and rarer. You're right. It really does sneak up on you. I haven't been drinking all that much during quarantine, so my body was like, please stop. Did you guys have fun at least when you went out? And yeah, for the weekend, sadly. We can wait until next weekend. I know the weekdays are tough. No worries.
Yeah, next week is better anyways. We did. It was like old times. A lot of office gossip.
Give me the dirt.
You know, who got fired, talking shit about the new people. Ha ha. Usual stuff.
I love it. We had a guy that got caught committing tax evasion. I guess he responded to an email saying, blow me. So that's going to sustain me for another year. Okay, cool. I'll text you next week.
Wow, legend. We once had a kid blatantly selling weed out of his car to other coworkers during the day, LOL.
Things are wild in Boston.
I know, this is crazy.
She didn't say that. I said that, Juliana. Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
What's your favorite Bourne movie?
Okay. This is like 3 hours later, Taylor.
Yeah. So that's interesting. Just out of the blue. He's like, let me feel her out for some Bourne tips. Yeah.
Got to go with the first one. Marie dies in Supremacy and Matt Damon was pushing 40 when they filmed Ultimatum. So the whole time I was just like, please don't break all your bones. What about you? She really had that answer ready to go.
Wow. Unless she went to Bourne Wiki or something. That was crazy.
Seriously.
He writes, got to be Ultimatum, but the first one is a close second. You get the Jesus Christ, that's Jason Bourne scene. I'm watching it right now, actually.
Haha, yeah, it gets me every time. I just saw it's on. Did you ever see the Jeremy Renner spinoff?
Nah, I never did. It didn't feel right. Did you?
You made the right choice.
That bad, really?
Okay, and then she sends the screenshot of the Cinco de Mayo taco eating contest. I don't think I need to read the whole caption.
And then he writes, incredible. Need to see this go down.
Oh, I entered. I wish I knew how much the gift card was worth. I feel like they won't be insanely pricey, right? Or they won't be insanely spicy, right?
I don't know. I feel like four isn't that many to eat, so they might make them really spicy. The first time I read it, though, it was four tacos and four shots.
Yeah, but my logic was they'd specified that in the title, like, habanero tacos or literal ghost pepper tacos. Whatever. I'll find out soon, LOL. And good God, that would be awful. Everyone would puke.
True. Death taco eating contest is a little vague, but it does send a strong message.
Okay. So that's the end of the text. It's interesting to me that she keeps relaying everything back to this drunk text, which was like such a small part of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't, I mean, again, we haven't seen the app message, but she definitely she didn't say anything that crazy to me. Mm-mm. And doesn't even sound particularly drunk.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think she might be like overanalyzing that.
Yeah, I think this is like, I think this is, to me, like when you black out, you get drunk and black out. They have the thing called the Sunday scaries. I've always called them the Sunday weirds. And they're like the anxious thoughts in your head. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I think that's also like coupled with like an alcohol withdrawal, which makes you like a little bit depressed in general.
Depressed, on yeah. edge, and anxious. And I think a lot of times when you're like, when you black out, you wake up and you think you said every thought that was in your mind that you never really said. And so it's like mm-hmm. you feel a little bit naked. You feel a little bit like, and you're just not sure of what you said or did. And generally, people kind of don't say much. Like, generally, if someone's really drunk and that or that blacked out, they go home or they eat pizza and they pass out. And
right.
it's no harm,
no foul.
No
one's
no
even
foul.
Thinking about them.
Right. No one's thinking about them. It's all in their head. And I would say to her, she's in her head a little bit. But again, she excluded the messages that were on the dating app. So we don't know what was said there. And that to me is her kind of dancing around the issue that she has with herself. And to me, that means talking to a professional, maybe figuring out your relationship with alcohol first and then dating. Because right now, he's being very agreeable. I don't see any weirdness. He's just talking right. about taco, you know, the taco death match and, you know, and all that stuff. And it seems fun and innocent. And even her, just like you said, her drunk texts aren't even bad. It's just whatever.
Right. He seems to brush it off completely.
Totally. And he said, I was drunk too. Like, he's being cool about it. Like,
right.
So I think, like, a lot of this comes down to they've never met before, right?
Right. I think she is like, right. I think this to me screams of some like confidence type, like self-esteem issue stuff, which I agree, like, is probably best worked out in therapy, because she's kind of like creating this rejection in her head when it hasn't even really happened. Yeah. And again, I everything you said is totally correct about how, like, when you black out, that's really the worst part of it, is not usually what you did. It's usually just like the unknown, which I Absolutely. Is like, right. You're kind of like, does everyone hate me? which is how I feel after I drink, like, all the time. So, if in those situations where I blacked out, always very pinpointed that feeling exactly. But for her, I think she's like a little bit overanalyzing the situation. She's kind of like, is he, and I think when you do that, sometimes you also like paint a picture that doesn't exist. So she's like, is he backing away? Is he trying to, like, he seems less enthusiastic about hanging out. I'm not reading that, especially since this is the entirety of their texts off the app. Granted, he hasn't asked her to do anything, but she hasn't asked him either.
Well, that goes into, she's afraid of getting turned down for her relationship with alcohol. Like, she's afraid of messing up another one. As she said, I don't want... So her, like, it's kind of taken away her ability to go to, like, say, oh, he's just a douche. Like, it's always on her because she drank. She's the one that, like, fucked this up, which is not true. I'm just saying, like, I understand... Her perspective is very relatable. I got a little drunk, and now I'm kind of dancing around to make sure that I didn't get too drunk to, like, turn this person off. So I'm just trying to keep them around, and hopefully they'll ask me on a date so I can prove myself the next time. And usually when you try to prove yourself, you probably even get even more drunk, and you fuck it up again because you're now in this, like, when every date should
cycle,
be on, like, an
yeah.
even... Yeah, you should be on an even playing ground on a first date. And so, to me... And also, the relatable part of this is, like, going into pandemic, a lot of us have made lifestyle changes, and a lot of them were good ones. Like, a lot of people, like, listen, I'll speak for myself. I was drinking in a healthier way during pandemic times before things are opening up. I was working out every day. I was having not eating at night as much as I was, and it was, like, really a positive thing. Then I got back to the city, or, you know, I was doing shows, and I got late night Domino's pizza. And now, like, the Domino's fucking app keeps emailing me being like, hey, you, now that you're back, like, let's hang out. Like, I'm like, just get the fuck away, Domino's app. So, like, I know, and I'm sitting here going, oh, God, am I going to go back to the things that didn't make me feel good pre-pandemic that I got rid of during the pandemic? So I understand where she's coming from completely. So I think it also has to come down to, like, maybe the pandemic wasn't your only solution. Maybe it was, like, that bars were closed and you couldn't, you know, have access to the amount of alcohol that you would in the past. That involves a professional. That involves, like, speaking to someone that isn't us, that's someone that can help you through it. But then it's also being unafraid to be like, hey, man, we should do drinks. Or we should, no, not drinks, but like... Or we should get coffee.
Plastered.
Let's get after it, as she likes to put it.
That was great. Really brought that full circle.
Sure. But I think she's got to be okay, like, understanding, like, she hasn't lost anything. They've never even been on a first date.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so I'm saying he doesn't know her well enough to like her or not like her. And nothing she said in this conversation would be something that I can imagine would be, like, super turn off, like, would turn off anyone.
Mm-mm.
Really.
I'm with you. And again, we have to, and I'm saying this more for the emailer than anyone else. You left out the dating app convo. Your friends don't know how to answer you. These are all kind of things that happen with someone who's avoiding the truth.
Right. And yeah, I think, again, like, even if you don't have, quote, I don't know what defines an alcohol problem or an alcohol.
I have no idea.
Abuse issue either. But like, and I don't consider myself like an alcoholic or someone who has a problem. But I did, I think, have a less healthy relationship with alcohol before going through it in therapy. Like in the beginning of my relationship, I would sometimes black out, start fights, and like, wake up not the best version of myself. So I do think it's good in any kind of therapy to just evaluate, think about why you do the things you do. Think about what context makes you want to drink more, what makes you want to drink less, just understanding yourself more. So I think either way, probably be good to work through, with a therapist.
Totally. And, send him a text right now. Hey, let's get coffee. Are you down?
Yeah.
Stop being afraid of losing this guy for some other reason that isn't even a reason.
For sure. And if he said something about wanting to get drinks, you could say, like, I'm trying to drink a little less now, if you are.
Yeah.
And say that.
We did it. That's again, Jordana.
Look at us.
Always. We even encourage someone to go get drinks after telling them to see a professional. So
we're not gonna be running a rehab center anytime soon.
Ain't in our future, but we are going to be running a great podcast, which you should share. Tell a friend. Every Sunday we do our special episode. We get through screenshots. We have special guests. So, keep sending in your emails, uup@betches.com. And we'll be back on Wednesday, right?
We'll see you then. Bye.
You Up is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Maddie Paul. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at You Up Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And send us your emails to youup@betches.com. Betches.